This is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break.
This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. China denies oil exchange with North Korea. South Korea's foreign ministry says the country has seized a Hong Kong-flagged ship that transferred oil to a North Korean vessel in international waters, despite United Nations Security Council sanctions. This comes the same day a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman rejected allegations of any Chinese involvement in smuggling goods. That includes facilitating oil shipments to North Korea. Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump said he was disappointed China would take part in an oil exchange with North Korea despite sanctions. Former soccer star George Weah is set to be sworn in as Liberia's new president. This after Liberia's Electoral Commission declared him the winner of Tuesday's vote. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai and was very popular with young voters. Weah's victory represents Liberia's first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. In Zimbabwe's capital of Harare, some residents are calling on the mayor to step down because of chronic bad tap water. Some parts of the capital city have gone for weeks or months with dry taps, while others complain of muddy, colored, and smelly drinking water. Residents directed their anger at Mayor Bernard Manyanyeni during a public meeting Friday. Linda Masarira is one of the residents.
From here, we're going to make an appointment with the local government minister. Since the mayor said his hands are tied. If we don't get any luck there, we go to the president's office. We'll go all the way until safe, clean water is coming out of our taps.
Some said they fear the situation will escalate unless Manyanyeni steps down. The mayor said he won't resign, but he won't seek re-election. This is VOA News. The United States is preparing to shift its approach in Syria. The government said Friday it pledges to help with the initial recovery following the collapse of the Islamic State's caliphate. U.S.-backed forces liberated the terror group's Syrian capital of Raqqa this past October. Since then, Syrian Democratic Forces have focused their efforts on eradicating remnants of the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said there will be more U.S. diplomats on the ground in what he called a terrain-seizing approach. He offered no timeline for when personnel would arrive in Syria. At least two attackers opened fire on a Coptic church outside of Cairo Friday, just over a week before Orthodox Christmas celebrations in Egypt. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed people scrambling for cover as a gun battle rages between Egyptian security forces and militants attacking the Marmina Coptic church in the Cairo suburb of Halfa.